My name's Scarlett O'Malley and I currently work at YNR Radio, but I also have radio shows with Foundation FM and I do a monthly broadcast with Vinyl Factory, and I also do quite a bit of freelance work, so I work everywhere. I was at university and I would go out to raves and go out to parties and then come back and play people 50s and 60s music. When I got into my second, third year of uni, someone was like, you have to get a radio show. You play the weirdest music that no one's ever heard. So I went and did my first ever radio show with Surge Radio at Southampton University. And I did my first show and I was like, this is all I want to do for the rest of my life. Currently being a resident on Foundation FM, I absolutely love, because I've got to interview so many interesting people and lots of DJs that I believe in that are up and coming. But also, you know, I've been on Kiss, which was great. I've also produced some really interesting things. So like recently I produced a show for YNR Radio with Big Zoo, and it was including Scorcher, Ellie Prohan, and a woman called Kerry O'Brien, who started the UF Foundation. So that was a charity project. So being able to combine, you know, this helps young people get into music, and people that don't have options or connections, or, you know, aren't in a reign of nepotism. And so that kind of stuff is really important to me, because I've had to really work my way up against this industry. So being able to produce and write script for that show was also a big career highlight for me. I've had being on the 30 under 30 list on my 1 year plan, my 3 year plan, my 5 year plan. I've had it on my list probably for about 4 or 5 years, I would say, since I found out about it. And I really hope that from here, you know, I would say that I'm a presenter first and foremost, but I'm also a producer, in the sense that that's what I've done for so many years, and also what I love doing. And I really hope that combined it will help push me, push what I do and push the things that I make to the forefront, because I've got some exciting stuff coming out next year and I'm really hoping that will boost my visibility in the radio world.